How'd you feel about that?
All in all, I felt pretty good about it. Those couple throws here and there that, I want back. A couple of them kind of fluttered out of my hand a little bit. I don't know, nerves or things like that. There's quite a few people I've been watching on TV for a while. So, all in all, I thought that that everybody did a great job of, we came together really the first time together was Sunday with everybody. So, you talk about having a workout Sunday, 50% on Monday, then a walkthrough yesterday. I thought they did great.
Being under center, that was a concentrated effort to show that you can do that.
Yeah, it's exactly what we wanted to do. All my tape's in the gun, so that's exactly what I wanted to do was have every throw, under center and saying, if you guys want me under center, I can play under center. I have history in shotgun, so I don't know if I have to necessarily show that. But, so did all of it.
What you feeling right now? Is there a relief, excitement? Just kind of what are you feeling?
Sweaty, kind of hot. Are y'all hot? It's so hot in here.
I thought you were running gassers. We weren't.
Oh, well, I don't know. I was a short gassers then if I was running. But excitement, there's, I guess, everything up until to today was excitement for this process. So now it's over. Now that the fun part begins as far as getting to see which teams are interested and looking for me as that guy. So, now it's all about just being here, staying active, throwing, things like that, and then letting God do what he does, and that's planned. So, taking it one day at a time.
Do you have any private workouts planned or any teams that you plan to meet with in the near future?
My agent's dealing with all of that. So, he's kind of, I guess, scheduling all of that. So I haven't really heard too much. Hopefully there's quite a bit of teams. Who knows? There's only one team. Either way, be happy. So
I'm growing up in Midlothian, is it a little more a little extra exciting to look up and Cowboys quarterbacks coaches?
Yes, sir. Exactly. Exactly. That's why I answered him. What are you doing? You tell me. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Growing up in the Metroplex, all my friends are Cowboys fans, so it's awesome just to see, him out here, and the support and the interest is great. So like I said, I mean, God's got a plan with it. He's going to put me exactly where I'm supposed to be, whether that's Cowboys or whoever else. So having a blast doing it.
What were you hoping to prove here today?
Really, that I can make all the throws. I mean, all the questions that are, surrounding me are, can he play in the gun? Can he make all the throws? Is he a one-read kind of guy? That kind of thing. So just to be able to say that I can play in any kind of system and be able to run it and run it successfully.
Bryce, there was a lot of ex-Baylor guys here, Robert and a whole bunch of others that are in the NFL. Any of those guys give you any advice?
Don't suck. No, they're great. It's so cool to be a part of this tradition here because it's family. That's everything that Coach Briles preaches is when you leave here, you're family. So it's great to have their support, as well as all the other guys that are on the team now, being a part of it. So it's a great family atmosphere around here.
Bryce, I think it was heading into the combine, you said that, you've got the mentality that you're the best quarterback in the draft. You still feel it that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to feel that way. If you don't feel that way, then you need to find a new position. There's so many, especially when you get to this level, they want to find everything wrong about you. So you got to give them something, to talk more about than your play, I guess. But, for me, I've thrown with Jameis, I've thrown with Marcus. I've seen their tape, I've watched them. They're great competitors. They're great guys. They win. We win here too. And I know that there's 10 other guys, along with defense and special teams and coaches that all play a part in that. But you got to feel that you're the best or no one else will.
How much did you learn and grow working with Kevin O'Connell in the classroom? I know you talked about being under center, but I know that was a big part of it too.
Yeah, and unfortunately we didn't get a whole lot of time to work together really just because of the he got hired as a Browns coach pretty soon. So which is a great opportunity for him. So happy for him and his wife, and they got a newborn kid, so that's great for them. But the time that we did have in there was great. He's about as knowledgeable as you can be in that sense. And so when you get in the film room, that's so much of the preparation as far as being a quarterback or just any NFL player is the ones that separate themselves as the good or the great are the guys that understand and know better than you know what you're doing. So it's fun getting in there to talk to him and just soak it all up.
Bryce, you've been here for a few years and watched some of these pro days. Did you pick up anything from those times and saying, all right, when it's my turn, I know kind of how it works a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing about, you know, being out here is it's our day. It's Baylor's day. So you got to have fun with it. I didn't want it to be like a golf clap kind of thing. And, you know, I wanted the music to be up. I wanted everybody to be jiving. And it's a fun process. You know, there's so many kids that want to be, you know, where we're at. So I want it to be seen as such, you know, that we're having fun doing what we're doing. So, you know, I got the music from Robert and, you know, with Nick and then Tevin Reese last year was just them guys flying around. And so it's fun to watch.
I know you got finished, but will you go back to San Diego? Some point?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to stay around here. I mean, unless there's no visits, then I don't see any advantage of staying here when I have, you know, my quarterback coach out there. So, and then it's being sunny at 75 every day, it's kind of hard not to go back out there. But I think that, you know, I'd like to just stay around and work on my craft here if I can.
What have you taken from Jameis when you worked out with him? What have you learned things from him? Or what?
Yeah, definitely. That guy is, first off, he's a grinder. Man, when you get into camp or practice with him, he goes to work, which is what I love. I love going to work. And he's got so much personality that it's almost kind of captivating. So, you know, I think for him, what I like to take away is to be yourself. You know, he's not going to be anybody he's not, which I love that. You know, I think too oftentimes people try to mold to what either the team wants, society wants, what they think people want. He's going to be Jameis, which is what I love about him.
A lot of pressure trying to be precise, or basically when the lights come on, it's showtime.
Yeah, it's showtime. You got to have fun with it. You know, you can't be afraid to be great. And that's something I told my dad the other day that, you know, I really woke up with that expression, and it's given me a lot of peace about things. And, you know, so for me, it's not about as much as it is. I am a perfectionist with what I'm doing. But at the same time, you're going to fail at some point. You know, whether you miss a throw here, miss a check down, miss a play, whatever it is, at some point you're going to fail, and you have to be able to be okay with that. And so that's really helped me out athletically is just the fact that, you know, I'm going to fail sometimes, but it's about that next play. And so out here, it wasn't about being 100%. It was about putting the ball in good spots for our guys so you'll get it, and then just coming out being successful, making completions today.
Bryce, it's obviously been an NFL prospect for a little while now, but it seems like you were holding a clipboard for quite a long time there. Mm-hmm. Is it surreal at all to you, looking back a few years where and kind of how frustrated you were a few years ago that, you know, you're here getting this opportunity?
I don't necessarily know if frustrated is where when I look back. I think it's all been part of a plan, and I think that's the coolest part about it is, you know, kind of growing up and maturing and the way I have on and off the field spiritually is that there is a reason and a plan for everything. And so, you know, that's what I tell a lot of these young guys is that if you're not playing, that's okay. There's a, you know, you got to build up. You got to find positives with it. So, looking back, there's nothing but positives for me. And it's this point now. It's an incredible feeling to be, you know, talking to you guys where I was watching you guys talk to Robert and all the other guys. So, it's an incredible feeling being where I'm at, the way that I came, if that makes sense. So, and it's been a blessing.